Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for February the 15th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two at two, and we're always telling the tale of God, family, and country. Ladies and gentlemen, if we focus on and promote God, family, and country, we will indeed protect life, liberty, and property. That's the key. Last hour, we talked primarily about this shooter in Florida, a very mentally disturbed, on drugs guy. And all I can tell you is if we promote God, family, and country, we will protect life, liberty, and property. I don't know how to make it more clear for the solutions. He may have been taking medication, like is the case in almost all of these examples of somebody gone berserk. The president just issued a proclamation. He's going to speak live to the nation about it. I don't know what on earth he's going to do or say, but I don't think it's going to be any good. He's going to capitulate to the powers that be and the socialist agenda to take away our right to keep and bear arms. He's going to capitulate with the pressure. I pray that he doesn't, but I'm telling you right now, Donald is all too willing to compromise on some of the most critical issues at the most important clutch times ever. We also talked about, quote, murder on the tracks. That's the story of Kevin Ives and Don Henry. Why? Because Billy Jack Haynes, a former wrestler, 30 years later, is now willing to testify that he witnessed their murders. Now, I got a question about this really quick, Kurt, with this. If you see a murder and you don't report it, are you an accomplice to the crime?
I think that's one of the reasons that it might be pushing him to do something. He's trying to, you know,
well,
repent.
Would he be an accomplice, though?
But, well, it certainly doesn't. I don't think the guy's without sin, but I do think that,
questioning if he'd come forward with that fear that he would be an accomplice to it and some of those things. And when you start talking about a murder plus really exposing high level government officials all the way to the White House, I'm just telling you right now, I don't know if they'd let the guy live, if it's all real. I don't know. All I know is when they're asking for a lot of money, it concerns me greatly. Anyway, we talked about that now.
I agree. Oh, by the way, Sam, it even had, I was interested to see that Capone, I guess, had set up, you know, Al Capone, babe, back in like the 20s, had even set up some of his, I don't know, maybe it was some of the places he'd go for the backwoods to just kind of relax or whatever, but, you know, it had some kind of a connection to that area. I always thought he was the big city, you know, Chicago type.
Well, he was when he committed his crimes. He wasn't when he wanted to hide out.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anyway, kind of interesting. Now, I don't mean to be critical. You know what? I appreciate this Billy Jack Haynes coming forward. I hope we get to the truth, but is anybody covering this, Kurt, besides that little TV station? You know, is WorldNet Daily, is The Blaze, is Drudge, is, I mean, you know, are anybody covering this thing?
I haven't seen it anywhere else yet.
And you would think if it's a blockbuster big story that's fiction to come out, you know, you would. And that's another thing that concerns me big time. And it's not that I don't believe the people may be telling the truth. It's that I don't know that it'll get any traction until it does. The new media taking center stage is key here because the media makes the rules, Kurt. If they just bury it, it'll be a non-story. Who's going to push for accountability? Donald's too distracted with his massive budget and with the school shootings and with everything else they continue to barrage him with. It's a media overload. I think these stories should percolate to the top and we should find out if they're fact or fiction. Problem is, I don't really see the opportunities to if nobody else jumps aboard but us, kind of thing. All right, how to really hamstring the establishment. It's a great headline, Kurt. I'm not so sure that we're getting it done, though.
Yeah, that's a great point, Sam. And this is Larry Klayman. And Larry, you know, we've watched him for lots of years. He's done such great stuff, but this is his, I guess you could say, recipe to get this done. He says, I've spent the last week, as I have many before in the last several years since I left this town, for the U.S. to run for the U.S. Senate in Florida and Washington, D.C. The gray clouds that hovered over our nation's capital for the last several days, coupled with the cold temperatures, reminded me why I remain a proud citizen of Florida, a state that not only has sunshine and warmth, but a sense of optimism to life. The District of Columbia, however, seems, despite the breath of fresh air emanating from our brave and undaunted iconoclastic president, always to have a dark, evil cloud hanging over it. And he basically says the dark, evil cloud stems from the lack of honesty and forthrightness. It's what you always talk about when you say the issue is honesty.
He's right, you know, as rain, by the way, not just because he agrees with me, but because that is the key, Kurt. Transparency and honesty and truth wins every time.
And he suggests a number of things to do with the whole Robert Mueller thing. And, you know, and like you, I think you've kind of talked about it and we've mentioned this, but so many times there's so many things going on that nothing really ever gets done. And the bad guys just continue to get off scot-free. And that's pretty much what he's saying. He talks about it being a game played by an overwhelming number of our congressional representatives and senators, these political swamp creatures, while playing a good game and putting on an attempted sincere face on Fox News and other cable networks, are indeed political animals who put their own well-being, when push comes to shove, ahead of a dire need of the nation to restore equal justice to our legal system. And so, you know, he talks about some other things, but he says, in all modesty, I firmly believe that I am that person, he says that needs to be this special counsel, that needs to be fearless, and someone from outside of Washington, D.C. swamp, and he or she needs to be not beholden to the establishment. You know, so I guess he's basically saying, hey, I want to be the special counsel here, but I don't really expect that. Do you, Sam?
Not a chance on the green earth. Now, if we had transparency and truth and honorable people, it would happen.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not saying that it shouldn't happen or that I don't believe it would be great if it did happen, because I believe Larry's a stand-up guy. I think he's done a lot of good.
Yeah, he says, as a special counsel, I will have the full powers of the Justice Department. And as a former federal prosecutor and the founder of both Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch, I know how to both remove Mueller and his corrupt prosecutorial staff, as well as to bring the Clintons and Obamas of this world to the bar of Lady Justice.
Now, here's the problem.
In this, yeah.
See, Donald could do this in a heartbeat. He could appoint him as a special counsel. He could get this done. But see, Donald wants to protect Bill and Hillary.
I know.
And if you don't believe me, have him hire the special counsel and prove otherwise.
Yeah.
But what I'm telling you is I get Donald's rhetoric. Lock her up. I get it.
Yep.
But I also get that they're good friends. And right after he got elected, he said, why would I ever want to lock her up?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just telling you, and we can get to the bottom of this. We can get to the bottom of the Barack Hussein birth certificate, too. Why doesn't Donald Trump say, listen, I'm going to have a press conference. My featured guest for this press conference is my buddy Joe Arpaio, who the Clinton / Obama group tried to shut down. Thank heavens we're able to get a pardon for Joe Arpaio. We're going to now roll forward with the evidence that they've gathered on this false birth certificate, this fake, fraudulent document. And we're going to arrest people based on our investigation. Okay, he could do it tomorrow, Kurt. He could hire the special counsel, Larry Klayman. But this is where the rubber meets the road on if Donald's all rhetoric or all real. And I appreciate that Donald's done a lot of good. I'll give credit for that good. But I'm not going to defend the Donald when he can do things that he doesn't do, when we could have the truth, when he's promised to get to the truth. He's promised to have an appropriate investigation and lock up Hillary if justified. Bring it on, Kurt. Larry's got a track record, like very few that I know.
I mean, and when you look at the highest, well, office of the land, and you got Bill Clinton, so many others who, in my opinion, are... well, they're just dirty, Sam. And, you know, it would, I mean, if you really got the real justice for all, man, I guess that's part of Make America Great Again.
Yeah, and we're going to keep working on it. And I hope Donald does the right thing. I just don't have a lot of confidence. And the reason I don't have confidence is because a lot of the things that the Donald talked about are just not talked about now. Locking up Hillary's one of them. Finding out the truth on the birth certificates, another one of them. Okay, he's kept a lot of promises and he's done a lot of good, and I'll give him credit when that happens. But I'm telling you right now, if we really want to hamstring the establishment, I agree with Larry Klayman. Put him as special counsel, Donald. In fact, instead of announcing a big old bunch of hullabaloo on this shooting, which is tragic, I'm not dismissing the shooting. But I don't know what the President of the United States can say unless he capitulates on a political nature to the whims of the liberals. More than he's already said, how horrible this tragedy is. Our prayers are with them. We're investigating this. We're getting to the bottom of it. I don't know what more he can say. But why don't you announce how to really hamstring the establishment with Larry Klayman, Donald? Now, again, the liberals put their money where their mouth is. The conservatives rarely do, and that's 90% of the problem in my mind, Kurt. Now you got brave new schools in the news. 100% of what? One colleges, they say?
Yeah, they were.
What does that mean? What's a one college?
Right. Well, of the donations. So, in other words, at this one school, it's called Williams College, they say, this is according to Campus Reform, and they say that there were only two employees out of all the other people that have donated money to the Republicans, but Democrats have raked in thousands from faculty and staff members over the same period. They say the Williams Record originally reported that, and that must be a local rag there, reported that faculty and staff at the New England Liberal Arts College donated a total of $20,000+ in the federal elections, with every contribution going to Democrats. Pretty amazing.
Are you surprised?
No.
And we would say, well, that's bad. We need the good guys in charge. But the good guys are backing the government schools in this money just the same as the bad guy. Well,
get
maybe.
Rid of the
Let's
party.
Talk about who's who.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I said that the good guys seem to be backing the problems, too, and that's the problem. Who are the good guys? Brave new schools, 100% of donations from one college go to the Democrats. They say not a single employee donated to the Republicans. The problem is the inside Republican swamp monsters versus the rest of us. They're just as involved in funding this as well.
Good
so
point.
The good guys are the guys like Rand Paul, like Mike Lee, like Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Larry Klayman. A lot of good people doing a lot of good things. Problem is, we don't have any control. We don't have any power. We don't have any authority. We don't have any money. And even if we do have money, we don't put our money where our mouth is, like they do. So there you
go. We put what money we've got.
And Democrats.
I know I do. And I know we got some friends that do.
And Democrats across the land are creating a silent coup, if you will. They're getting elected across the country behind the scenes, Kurt. Pretty soon the Democrats are going to take over again.
Well, that's what they say. You know, and that's why we pretty much call for the halt of all the whole party.
Amen. But the reason
apparatus.
I say it's true is because even the Republicans that participate with the Democrats are Democrats in reality. Look at the pro-life legislation that got shut down. It got shut down by Republicans, Kurt, not Democrats. There was even a few Democrats that went with us on it.
Good point.
So who are the Democrats? Are the Republicans that have R by their name the Democrats? In many cases, the answer is yes. Now, when you say Democrats, though, that's deceptive in itself because it's another label.
Yep.
But it highlights the point that who's who. And I think Larry Klayman's for real. And if Donald wants to hamstring the establishment, get her done, Donald. Brave new schools. I don't know why all this money's going to these Democrats or to these ne'er-do-wells or to these swamp monsters. Let's just shut down the government schools. Then there won't be any money going to them, Kurt.
Great point.
Bring it. Let's do it. But again, nothing happens. All right, Uber's in the news, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, it looks like they're going to pay $245 million to settle something called Waymo. Have you ever heard of Waymo, Sam?
I've heard of Venmo, and Venmo is a money thing like PayPal, but it's more portable, more new gen. Waymo's kind
by
of
the way,
thing.
Venmo's owned by PayPal, just so you know.
Right. But this is Waymo, and it's basically a ride sharing. We can participate and split money and share rides, right?
I think so. They say the surprise settlement announced came as lawyers for Uber and Waymo. They say it's a company hatched from Google, prepared to wrap up the first week of a trial. Waymo filed their lawsuit nearly a year ago, adding to Uber's woes with allegations of a bold high-tech heist orchestrated by its former CEO. That was a former Google engineer. That engineer subsequently went to work for Uber and was later fired. Anyway, bottom line, they say, as with most settlements, the truce required some compromise by both sides. Uber had initially offered to settle the case for $490 million just before the start of the trial, but that agreement didn't provide Waymo with enough assurances that its technology wouldn't be improperly used, according to a couple people familiar with the thinking of both parties. Anyway, bottom line is, I'll bet you a bunch of lawyers and judges are going to make a lot of money on this one, Sam, but there's some money in the transportation world, isn't there?
There's big money. And I'm not really sure what it all means, though. Uber to pay $245 million to settle, what, Waymo's theft allegations? So,
yeah, but it was interesting to me to see that Waymo's basically something out of Google, which is, you know, the parent company of Google is Alphabet, right?
Yeah, but
and
yet,
they say
when you get to the bottom of it, Uber's been involved in theft too, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
So, hey, the Steelers are going to, you know, pay the robbers, and the robbers are going to pay the Steelers, and the, you know, I mean, it almost is like a football game with alphabet soup in the middle of it all. I mean, it's
that's
just
right.
crazy.
Or
talk
the Republican-Democrat
back,
thing.
Or the Republican-Democrats all backed by the CIA, Kurt.
They say Alphabet had another reason to settle. It was an early investor in Uber.
Uh-huh. Now, you know the CIA, though, literally created Google, right, Kurt?
I remember you telling me about that.
All right, so you dig into that, and you go, what? And this is just nothing, but again, hey, let's hamstring the establishment, put Larry Klayman and Joe Arpaio and Donald in charge. Let's see if we can get this done, people.
Sheriff Mack.
Will Donald make some of these moves?
Clark.
Now, as far as I understand, Donald Trump's being criticized because he can't fill his cabinet. They say it's like a ghost town walking down the halls of the halls of the White House and such like that. I'm just saying, Donald, we know a lot of people we can put in place that would do a heck of a lot of good.
Yeah.
But see, Donald's not interested, Kurt. We can't even bend his ear if we tried.
Yeah, good point.
All right. Anyway, I wonder if Uber's going to spend some of that $245 million they're going to, what, pay?
Well, I'd say Waymo was getting that money, right? But anyway, yeah.
Okay, so what does that mean? Who gets it? What's going to be done with it?
I don't know, Sam.
Where did the money come from?
Well, it came from the people who paid Uber.
Yeah. All right. Well, take less Uber and listen to Liberty Roundtable Live and fund us. All right, by the way, there's a headline from WorldNet Daily, Kurt. Bob Unruh writes the piece, WND.com. Headline says this. See cops chase and tackle fugitive. 12-year-old wife for being homeschooled in Norway. Mom screaming, whole thing's on video. Turns out this disastrous situation all got documented on video, Kurt.
Yep.
You want to say anything about that? They got a way to solve it.
Yeah, and that is...
shut down the government schools?
Yeah.
But why are cops hauling homeschooled folks off like that in the first place? Mom's screaming and freaking out. The cops are belligerent and crazy.
Yeah.
They're calling a homeschooled kid a fugitive. The kid's 12 years old, my friend. I mean, this is nuts. But expect what happens in Norway to come to a homeschool near you, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Sadly, that's how it happens, right? Now, what'll happen is the Homeschool Legal Defense Association will be starving on a thin penny. They don't even get thin dimes over there anymore, just thin pennies. And then the liberals that want to promote government school and create havoc will just fund it to the tunes of billions of dollars, and then we'll wonder what's wrong.
Yep.
See?
Yep, right. Good point, Sam.
You're fired, Kurt. Well, I guess you're not.
Well, you know, this is kind of interesting, at least to me. Our buddies there, what's called the Washington Examiner, they've got a writer, and he writes what's called
Paul Bedard?
Yeah, Bedard. I'm not sure exactly how Bedard, to say it, but he writes what's called Washington Secrets. Boy, there's lots of those. But the headline, his headline says, "You're fired, Trump to rid worst federal workers, automatic raises fat bennies." You want to translate that, Sam?
What, just big money?
Well, I mean, here's what he says in his opening paragraph. President Trump plans to take the huge federal civil service off cruise control, ending automatic pay increases that go to 99.7% of the workforce.
Yeah, so Benny's trimming, money.
Yeah, good. I just wanted to, you know, benefits is another phrase for it. Trimming fat benefit packages and, for the worst, rolling out his trademark phrase from The Apprentice, "You're fired." Yep. I guess in his budget that's set for release, his administration is planning the biggest reform to the federal workforce in decades, using models from Amazon, Google, and a handful of well-operating agencies. Officials said the overall goal is to bring the 1950s-styled civil service into the digital age, introduce automation, reward the best with bonuses, make it easier to hire and fire, and provide flexibility by moving employees where they are needed, and even rehiring skilled retirees. Whoa, I guess it's part of the old Make America Great Again plan.
Well, how much money do you think it'll really save, Kurt? With a $4.4 trillion budget, I'm not sure that it can cut too much, my friend.
Well, I mean, the one thing you could do, Sam, I mean, if you really get rid of the unnecessary federal workers, you know, and even if you've got this massive budget, if there's nobody to be paid, maybe you'd have, money left.
But, you know, when you say these unnecessary, see, I don't like those necessary words or these words that are like essential.
Unconstitutional.
Why don't we say unconstitutional federal workers?
Well, you can only bring that up when it's talking about people wanting to get naked and dancing or something, you know.
Good point.
That's
all
when
right.
You bring that up, yeah.
Anyway, you're fired. I hope Donald does let go of a lot of these people, and the more the merrier in this scenario, because I believe, again, there is a legitimate role for the proper role of, federal government. I'm not downing government. I'm just saying, hey, we got to bring it back to the intent of the founders.
Yeah. Imagine that. I guess Jared Kushner's kind of part of this. They say the proposed changes are part of a broader effort to modernize the government and integrate the types of innovation that the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is drafting. The officials that were working on it, they speaking on background, I don't know exactly what that means, did not say how large or small they expect the bureaucracy to be after the 3-year reform effort. But
do you have any trust in this guy, Jared
workers,
Kushner?
Well, I hope for anybody to fix the swamp. You know,
I hope so, too. And if Bill Clinton gets put up there, I hope he fixes the swamp, too. But I don't have a lot of confidence.
Good point.
All right, hang tight. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live. News the networks refuse to use is straight ahead.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, Sam and Kurt. I know sometimes people are thinking, Sam, you're a little schizophrenic. Sometimes you're so positive on America, it makes me sick. Sometimes you're so negative on America, it makes me sick. What gives with that, Sam? I got a response for you that I think really kind of highlights the problem that we face. I am not willing to sugarcoat the problems in America. Okay, so I'm very candid, very open about the perilous times in which we live, very candid about the troubles that we face when we turn our back on God. Okay, I am not going to pretend when we don't repent, when we don't obey the commandments of God, that things are going to go well. They're not. Okay, let's be very clear. But I'm very bullish, very positive, very hopeful, very faith-filled about the solutions. And about what we can do about it. All is not lost. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth, no matter the problems we have. And I take delight in the solutions and the answers that we know about. I mean, it would be horrible if we didn't know the solutions. Then it would be a faithless reality. But we do know the solutions. We do know the answers. We know that if we promote and advocate for and focus on God, family, and country, then we will protect life, liberty, and property. It'll be a wonderful day. We can agree with Donald that we want to make America great again, but we got to do so by making America moral again. I am as positive as anybody on that as you can possibly get. But that doesn't mean I sugarcoat the problems that we face. And so when you understand it that way, you know that I'm articulating the truth. Things are pretty stressed in America, pretty troubled. But we know why, thank heavens. It's because we've turned our backs on God as a nation. We know the solution to turn around, to repent, to change. And when we do, glorious things are in our future, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute glorious things. So I don't want you to believe that I'm just kind of schizophrenic. Really, the truth is there's two sides to this coin. And the real question for all Americans is which side of the coin is going to be heads up, or which one's going to be on top. I pray that it's the we take hope in America, we obey God's commandments, and we promote God, family, and country, we protect life, liberty, and property, and we use the media to educate to that reality. And as good Americans repent and change and focus on their God, family, and country and things, we will see success. We will see change and good and everywhere. That's what I'm going to advocate for to my death. Okay? And I don't know how successful we'll be in this quest. I just know I'm going to do my very best to do my part.
You know, and part of that, Sam, you know, part of the positive part, you know, can be highlighted in this story. I didn't read this part, but, you know, for example, he says, this is a subject that essentially people have ignored. The American people elected a president that promised dramatic change during the campaign, and then he highlighted it in the State of the Union address with this phrase, I call on Congress to empower every cabinet secretary with the authority to reward good workers and to remove federal employees who undermine the public trust or fail the American people.
So, like Hillary? You know, amen. Well,
good point.
And not only do you got to let them go, though, you got to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law for their crimes, Kurt.
Well, that's what justice is.
Supposed amen to
be
to
blind,
that.
Same for everybody.
Now, there's good people doing good things, though. We don't want to go so negative that it gets depressing. We want you to leave this broadcast every day armed with the knowledge of our precarious situation, but faith-filled for the future and ways, solutions, ways that you can be involved in the answers and the solutions in the betterment of the greatest country on the face of the earth, ways that you can go home and love your spouse more, your children more, be kinder to your neighbors, run around involved in random acts of kindness, ways that you can fund the media, the new media taking center stage, ways that you can do something about the perilous times in which we live. It's not all negative. All right? Mm-hmm. So, for example, this is horrible that cops are chasing and tackling a fugitive, quote, homeschooler in Norway. But I'm glad right. We know about it. And I think we need to absolutely ensure by our activism that it never happens in America. You're fired. I think we had a McDonald in that quest to fire worst federal workers or fire unconstitutional ne'er-do-well characters and rogue agents in government. All right? There's good news, though. The folks in Bermuda are doing something pretty good, Kurt.
Yeah, and this is coming to us from the Washington Times, not the Washington Post. Ladies and gentlemen, the Washington Post, I don't think, would even touch this. But the headline reads, Bermuda repeals gay marriage. And they put that in quotes. Subheadline, lawmakers reverse year-old endorsement from territory's court. The British territory of Bermuda has become the first jurisdiction, they say, to roll back same-sex marriage less than a year after the unions were legalized by the socially conservative island Supreme Court. Governor John Rankin signed the Domestic Partnership Act into law, reversing the rights of same-sex partners to wed. The legislation allows any couple to enter into a domestic partnership and gives same-sex couples similar rights to those enjoyed by opposite-sex couples, but such partnerships will not be legally recognized as marriage.
Wow. I wish we can get Utah to be as conservative in this case as the Bermuda, Kurt.
Good point, Sam.
Then I wish we could get your state wherever you happen to reside. Now, our buddy Roy Moore in Alabama really fought hard, but they shut him down because he didn't have enough money and support from good people like us, Kurt.
Good point.
And
so,
I don't highlight that to be negative. I highlight that embedded in that statement is the solution. Right, Kurt? Yeah. When I say Roy Moore stood by himself and didn't get backed by good people with our money and our support enough, what's the solution? What am I really saying?
Well, to support him.
Yeah, next go round, let's make sure that we put our money where our mouth is. Next go round, let's make sure he has so much support it can't be denied.
Yeah, That's and neat. I've seen, you know, some recent, I guess you probably get them like I do, but some reports from the campaign, you know, in fact, yesterday I got one from Maggie Ford. Maggie Ford happens to be, she says, I'm Maggie Ford. I recently served as scheduler for Judge Roy Moore's U.S. Senate campaign.
Well, she did a horrible job because I tried to get a hold of Roy Moore to put him on the radio, and that scheduler could never get it done for me. So,
yeah.
Sorry,
and
Maggie.
She says, today I'm writing you as a close friend of Judge Moore and his wife, Kayla. As you know, Judge Moore is currently engaged in a major legal battle to protect and preserve the integrity of our election process against the forces of evil in Washington.
Again, a worthy cause, Kurt. Why don't you just write back to Maggie if she emailed you and write her back and say, hey, we want to get you on the radio.
Good point.
Get Maggie and Judge Roy Moore and Kayla. I tried to get Roy Moore and Kayla both on the radio, Kurt. Couldn't get it done for the life of me. I contacted the Roy Moore campaign, and I also contacted their, I can't remember what it is, but Law for Legal Justice or Moral. I can't remember the name of their organization, but they got a legal organization that Kayla is the leader of. Anyway, I commend them for their work, and I wish we could work with them more. I'd love to do more for them, but we can only help as far as they'll let us.
Yeah.
But I commend the Bermudans. Is that what you call those folks from Bermuda, Kurt?
Yeah, folks from Bermuda.
The Bermudans.
Good point.
Anyway, they repeal gay marriage.
Yeah.
That's good news, folks. And we need to support that effort. How do we tell our congressmen and senators about it and say, can't you do something like that here? All right. And L.A. mayor's in the news. This is bad news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, I guess so, Sam. But it's kind of interesting to see, guys, you know, this is WorldNet Daily Peace. Art Moore writes it. The headline reads, L.A. mayor shrugs off DHS threat to prosecute sanctuary city officials.
You know why he's shrugging it off, don't you, Kurt?
Because they won't really do it.
That's right.
It says the Trump administration is considering criminal charges against local officials who don't fully cooperate with federal immigration authorities. But the Democratic Los Angeles mayor, Eric Garcetti, insists he's not scared at all, calling the crackdown
on
the so-called...
Hint, Kurt. Yeah. If they actually locked up Hillary, I bet he'd be scared. Just saying. Yeah. If they got Larry Klayman in charge and locked up Hillary, I guarantee Eric Garcetti or whatever that guy's going to be, he'll be shaking in his boots then, my friend. But until then, he's just mocking the administration going, you're not going to do anything about it. You're all talk. You're not serious at all.
Yeah, I guess he was asked by PJ Media if he was worried about the possibility of facing federal charges.
No.
He says, not at all. I think it's a political circus. I think it's about stirring up, you know, blowing a dog whistle, not about anything real.
Yeah, see, what if they tossed him in the drunk tank, Kurt, and said, you're arrested, my friend.
Good
you're
point.
A criminal, and you're going to jail. See? That's the problem, Kurt. And again, where's the good guys to speak up and do something about this, Kurt? I mean, do you hear Donald going, okay, Donald gets in a big fight with some goofball, you know, Brzezinski or whatever else about somebody's nose or somebody's face or something weird. Hey, your earlobes are too big. Oh, well, your hands are too small, kind of debate or whatever, and waste of time stuff. Now, when this guy fires literally across the bow of the federal government, hey, I'm not threatened at all about this. This is all nothing but a dog whistle political show, you know, circus up there. Where's Donald to say, buddy, I'm going to toss you in the clink. In the clink. You're not. This is unacceptable. But see, Donald's not even engaging there, Kurt. Liberty Roundtable Live.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Dear Christine, I wanted to write and tell you some exciting news.
What are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm writing Christine a letter to tell her about Emily's first tooth.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
It's a mom thing.
I'll get her.
I don't have the words to thank you for having the courage to give us our most precious gift. We can only thank you by raising her the way you'd always hoped. How'd you get her to sleep so fast?
It's a dad thing. Honey, will you tell her thanks from me?
Of course I will.
Adoption. It's about love. A message from LDS Family Services.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
L.A. mayor literally shrugs off DHS threat to prosecute. He knows nothing will happen. Unfortunately, I agree with this guy, even though his liberals all get out and I don't trust him or believe in anything he does. This L.A. mayor's got it right. It is a political circus up there, Kurt. The swamp is just a disaster and no real accountability happens that I see. Now, I get it that when I say no, that that's a statement of totality or 100%. And that's not true. Sometimes good things happen. But I'm saying, virtually speaking, look, this guy's not afraid because there's really no accountability. But I'm telling you right now, if they started really getting to the bottom of criminal activity and rogue agents in government, this guy would be afraid. And so to prove my point that it's virtually none, this guy's not even afraid. He's not even worried. He's just like, it's a circus up there. They'll never do anything. Don't care. Whatever. Donald ought to be, sparring with this guy via Twitter, shouldn't he, Kurt? Rather than somebody's nose or somebody's ears or whether somebody's a little too fat or whatever goofball, you know, reality TV series we battle about. Why doesn't he deal with this guy, Kurt, and respond?
It's a good question, Sam.
Because he doesn't have Larry Klayman at the helm to get it done. That's why. Maybe you ought to send Joe Arpaio to go knock on this guy's door and say, hey, my friend, let's chat about the rule of law in America, please. Let's do it on national TV, would you please? Let's create a live stream and talk about this. You're not afraid of the rule of law in America? You ought to be, my friend. Hey, people of L.A., do you realize your mayor cares not about the rule of law? Are you comfortable with that for your elected official? Boot this guy out next election cycle. At the least, that ought to be done, Kurt. But again, nothing's happening. All right, there's good news, though, Kurt.
Okay, Sam.
Dateline Bob Unruh.
Yeah, and this headline, ladies and gentlemen, it is a WorldNet daily piece, and the headline reads, Commission that attacked Christian Baker faces defunding. Now, if you don't remember what happened here, there was a guy that basically was a Christian guy, didn't want to make a cake. That's right. He didn't want to make a cake for some same-sex marriage. He just didn't want to do it. And these guys said he had to, this commission. Well, the good news, part of the good news here is that this commission is looks like they're going to eliminate their funding, which means, and this is at least to me one of the key points to the story, if you get less money, less of your tax dollars in the hands of all these so-called servants of the people.
These
get a whole
rogue agents
less
that are weaponizing
havoc
commissions against us, Kurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I call it a defensive good news story, though, Kurt, in the sense that, there's less money going to the commission, but, hey, where's the funding for the other side for this guy to stand up and for good on America, good honest Americans to win? Now, the other good news, though, is there was another case in California where the judge went the way of defense for this guy. That's the good news, right?
Well, for example, in this story, if you look down deep in it, it says the Alliance Defending Freedom, which is defending Phillips, this guy that got beat up, also pointed out that the same Colorado commission that punished Phillips exonerated, that means they let him go, three other cake artists who refused to express religious messages with which they disagreed. The rejected messages were all Christian messages. Now, this is the part of the story I didn't know about. It said, had the, this is what one of the guys there, this Alliance Defending Freedom people say, they say, had the commission applied the same rationale to those artists that it applied to Phillips, it would have punished them too. After all, the law forbids refusing service because of religious beliefs, and those cake artists admitted that they declined the request because of the religious beliefs expressed on the cakes. The organization made this note in their presentation to the Supreme Court, but you know, this kind of shows you, too, and highlights again, Sam, how even if the law says one thing, if you don't have, well, good either lawyers or judges or representatives, hey, they'll just pick and choose the parts they want to follow, right?
Amen, and that's the point. And yeah. That's why we're highlighting these sometimes very contentious negative issues, because if the American people get involved, Kurt, there's no stopping our greater numbers from having truth, honor, and the American way become center stage. We literally can make a difference, Kurt. And really, a lot of times when we bring up these articles, it's to plea for folks to help. What's this guy's name? Jack? This Baker dude, what's his name?
I think his last name is Phillips.
Jack Phillips. Our prayers are with him.
Yeah.
Right? And by the way, it isn't...
And our mouth is even with him as well.
It isn't even a situation where, you know, we have to agree. We agree with Jack in this case, but it isn't that we have to agree. What we're talking about is freedom of conscience, Kurt. You shouldn't be compelled to do anything. And if he's like, I just don't want to make a gay wedding cake, then they need to go find somebody who will. Somebody else might say, I don't want to make a heterosexual wedding
choice.
Cake. They shouldn't be made to make one. Go to somebody who'll make one for you. There's plenty of people out there that'll make a gay cake.
Or make it yourself.
Or make it yourself, sure.
It's called choice, you know. I mean, everybody's
But I'm just saying, if you want to find somebody who'll do it, there's plenty who'll do it for you, Kurt.
Good point.
Why do we have to compel somebody?
We don't need the government. We don't need the government making people to make a cake.
Yeah, in fact, if we're going to do that, we might as well just quit making the government make people. We might just have the government make the cakes. I'm demonstrating the absurd by being absurd a little bit, right?
Yes.
You know, I'm not really suggesting government should make the cakes. Don't go off in a Confucius way thinking I'm thinking that. But anyway, that's interesting. Now, I mentioned put your money where your mouth is a lot.
Right.
And the reason I do is because not only do the people that are not our friends or the liberals or whatever you want to say, the whatever, not only do they put their money where their mouth is, oftentimes they make sure that we never get a penny of it, Kurt.
Yeah.
This guy made sure no one got a penny of his cash, didn't he, Kurt?
Well, yeah, you're talking about this IKEA thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I haven't seen this. This was the sources, the Financial Post. I haven't seen much talk about this, but the guy's name was Ingvar Kamprad. I guess he died at the age of 91, and he was ranked number 8 on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. They say thanks to his control of global retail fortune valued at $58.7 billion, I guess he... You know, is the main guy with the whole IKEA deal. And they say his wealth will now be dissipated because of a unique structure put in place by, well, him, to secure the long-term independence and survival of the IKEA concept. He disputed his status as one of the richest men on the planet, having decades earlier placed control of the world's largest furniture seller into a network of foundations and holding companies. His heirs now won't have direct control of the firm. They will have a more meager fortune derived from family-owned Econo Group, a collection of, anyway, bottom line is a lot of this.
This guy literally has $58 billion, and he basically, on the surface, said, let's make sure nobody gets it. But I bet you a dime to a donut, Kurt, that if you dig into the follow the money trail on this thing, I'll bet you that what he's really doing is behind the scenes rewarding all of his liberal buddies. You really believe that money's not going to go anywhere and benefit anybody? What do you think's going to happen to it? It's just going to be put in a hole in the ground? At some point, that money will flow somewhere. The only question left is where, right? See, this story makes you believe the money won't go anywhere. Nobody will benefit. But I submit to you that's a lie. The money will go somewhere and will benefit somebody. He's just cloaked who? He's just created this, I don't know what you want to say, invisibility cloak. On who, where, how? Am I making sense, Kurt?
They say the most IKEA stores are owned by what's, well, anyway, it's kind of a Dutch name here.
It's a big old convoluted series Dutch of foundations, and you can't know where all the money goes, or is, or whatever
they say
else.
With the stated purpose of donating to charity and supporting innovation and design according to its founding statute.
I'm sure glad my wife runs a charity. I mean, this just works out perfect, doesn't it? Y'all in the news get this idea that the money's not going to benefit anybody. It's going to be charitable. I've got the best charity that's ever existed. In fact, my charity was involved with the governments around the world. And I'm just telling you, with my charity, we've done so much good, it isn't even funny. See, that's what's going on, Kurt, in my opinion. Now, I don't know that for a fact. I don't have the research team to do the evidence. I'm just telling you, you really believe that $58-plus billion is going to go to the hands of nobody or the good guys? I'm not buying it.
I can tell you this, Sam. It could happen.
It could. Do you have confidence that it will, Kurt?
Well, you know, what I prefer to do, Sam, and I know, you know, this is where you and I disagree most of the time, is that I prefer to say, well, yeah, but I guess the main way is for me to just be quiet about it. But I'd prefer to go about it and say, we don't know for sure where it's going to go.
That's
but
right.
It sure would be nice if it does what the story says it's supposed to do, and that is donate to charity and support innovation and design. That would be cool.
And I hope that really happens. And if it does, it's a success story.
Amen to that.
And I hope that it does. I agree with you. But I'm just telling you that, you know, hey, if I see stories in the news where they continue to kind of follow this money and we see the good thing, in other words, we see the other side of the coin where it comes out the other end, so to speak, then I'll start to believe and have confidence. And I'll be glad, by the way, to use every bit of my influence, every bit of my money, every bit of my, to tell that story, Kurt. Right? I'll be delighted to. But when I see that I got a complicated series of global foundations and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it's kind of like we're taking the money off the table. This guy died and we're taking the money off the table and hey, it's just cloaked in this good idea. You know, I would like to see if it really happens. But I don't know if we're going to be able to unless we put our own investigators on it, because I bet you we don't see a bunch of follow-ups on the story. If we do, I'll be delighted to be proven wrong. But the reason that I bring it up the way I bring it up is to say, hey, if somebody else dies that's one of our friends, hopefully they'll say, hey, that guy does what he wants with our money. His money, we'll do what we want with our money. And I hope people donate their money to great causes. And if you believe that should be us, great. If you believe it should be somebody else like Larry Klayman or a lot of these other people at WorldNet Daily or a lot of these other people doing a phenomenal job, by all means. By all means, that would be wonderful. And so you and I don't disagree on it. It's just how we pitch it, right? I try to lay it out as I see it the best and pitch that, hey, when I see a black hole for money to go, $58-plus billion going to charities, I warn the population that, hey, I sure hope Hillary and crew don't get a big chunk of that. And I hope our enemies don't get funded secretly with a bunch of that. And I'm also kind of, by inference, saying I hope some investigator follows this thing and finds out. On the other hand, your view would be, hey, wouldn't it be nice if it goes to the right place? I would agree with you. See, we don't disagree at all. Unless you disagree with what I'm saying. I'm just saying I hope somebody keeps track of this. I wish I could. If I had the money and the staff, I would. I'd like to find out what happens. But we both agree that it would be nice if that happened, Kurt. I agree with you. Final words, yours.
God bless America, and let's make the world and America great again. Amen.
I agree, and if we're going to do that, we got to make America moral again, folks. And it's not that I'm disagreeing with anybody, but it's great to say let's make America great again. It's more important to tell how we can make America great again. If we promote God, family, and country, we will protect life, liberty, and property. Good, honest people getting involved. I'm telling you right now, that's the genius of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we invite your involvement. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. This is the Widow's Might Radio Network, and we need your support in every way. and we declare this nation shall endure.